The Art of Music Production by Richard James Burgess. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Art of Music Production by Richard James Burgess is a comprehensive guide to the art and science of music production. It covers all aspects of producing music, from recording techniques to mixing and mastering. The book provides an in-depth look at the creative process behind making great records, as well as practical advice on how to get started in the industry. Burgess begins by discussing the basics of sound engineering, including microphone placement, signal flow diagrams, and digital audio workstations, DAWs. He then moves on to discuss more advanced topics such as compression, equalization, reverb, and delay effects. He also explains how these tools can be used creatively to shape sounds into unique sonic landscapes. The second half of the book focuses on production techniques for different genres such as rock, pop, hip-hop, and EDM. Burgess discusses specific approaches for each genre that will help producers create professional-sounding tracks quickly and efficiently. He also offers tips on working with vocalists or instrumentalists in order to capture their best performances. In addition to providing technical information about music production processes, Burgess emphasizes the importance of creativity when it comes to making great records. He encourages readers not only learn about technology but also develop their own artistic vision so they can make truly original works that stand out from other productions. Overall, The Art of Music Production is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about creating professional quality recordings or getting started in music production. With its clear explanations and helpful examples, this book is sure to provide aspiring producers with a solid foundation upon which they can build their skill set. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand the fundamentals of music production. Music production is a complex process that requires knowledge of the fundamentals of sound, recording, and mixing. It is important to understand the basics of music production in order to create a successful and professional-sounding track. Main idea number 2. Learn the basics of sound engineering. Sound engineering is the process of capturing, manipulating, and mixing sound. It is important to understand the basics of sound engineering in order to create a professional-sounding track. Main idea number 3. Utilize the right equipment. The right equipment is essential for creating a professional-sounding track. It is important to understand the different types of equipment available and how to use them in order to create the desired sound. Main idea number 4. Understand the basics of mixing. Mixing is the process of combining multiple audio tracks into one cohesive track. It is important to understand the basics of mixing in order to create a professional-sounding track. Main idea number 5. Utilize the right software. The right software is essential for creating a professional-sounding track. It is important to understand the different types of software available and how to use them in order to create the desired sound. Main idea number 6. Understand the basics of mastering. Mastering is the process of preparing a track for release. It is important to understand the basics of mastering in order to create a professional-sounding track. Main idea number 7. Utilize the right plugins. Plugins are essential for creating a professional-sounding track. It is important to understand the different types of plugins available and how to use them in order to create the desired sound. Main idea number 8. Understand the basics of sound design. Sound design is the process of creating and manipulating sound. It is important to understand the basics of sound design in order to create a professional-sounding track. Main idea number 9. Utilize the right techniques. The right techniques are essential for creating a professional-sounding track. It is important to understand the different types of techniques available and how to use them in order to create the desired sound. Main idea number 10. Understand the basics of music theory. Music theory is the study of the structure and elements of music. It is important to understand the basics of music theory in order to create a professional sounding track. Main idea number 11. Utilize the right instruments. The right instruments are essential for creating a professional sounding track. It is important to understand the different types of instruments available and how to use them in order to create the desired sound. Main idea number 12. Understand the basics of audio editing. Audio editing is the process of manipulating audio files. It is important to understand the basics of audio editing in order to create a professional sounding track. Main idea number 13. Utilize the right effects. Effects are essential for creating a professional sounding track. It is important to understand the different types of effects available and how to use them in order to create the desired sound. Main idea number 14. Understand the basics of sound synthesis. Sound synthesis is the process of creating sound from scratch. It is important to understand the basics of sound synthesis in order to create a professional sounding track. Main idea number 15. Utilize the right microphones. The right microphones are essential for creating a professional sounding track. It is important to understand the different types of microphones available and how to use them in order to create the desired sound. Main idea number 16. Understand the basics of acoustics. Acoustics is the study of sound and its properties. It is important to understand the basics of acoustics in order to create a professional sounding track. Main idea number 17. Utilize the right recording techniques. The right recording techniques are essential for creating a professional sounding track. It is important to understand the different types of recording techniques available and how to use them in order to create the desired sound. Main idea number 18. Understand the basics of music production workflow. Music production workflow is the process of creating a track from start to finish. It is important to understand the basics of music production workflow in order to create a professional sounding track. Main idea number 19. Utilize the right music production tools. The right music production tools are essential for creating a professional sounding track. It is important to understand the different types of music production tools available and how to use them in order to create the desired sound. Main idea number 20. Understand the basics of music production business. Music production business is the process of running a successful music production business. It is important to understand the basics of music production business in order to create a professional sounding track. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Music production is a complex process that requires knowledge of the fundamentals of sound, recording, and mixing. It involves capturing audio from various sources such as instruments or vocals, manipulating it to create desired sounds and effects, arranging it into a cohesive track, and finally mixing all elements together to create a finished product. Understanding the basics of music production can help you achieve professional sounding results. The first step in producing music is understanding how sound works. This includes learning about frequency ranges, dynamics processing techniques like compression and EQing, equalization, reverberation effects like reverb and delay, panning techniques for stereo imaging, signal routing concepts for multi-track recordings, etc. Once these concepts are understood, then you can begin to record your audio sources. Recording involves setting up microphones correctly in order to capture the best possible sound from each source. You will also need to understand microphone placement techniques such as close miking or room miking depending on what type of sound you are trying to capture. Additionally, you may want to use outboard gear such as preamps or compressors during this stage. Once your audio has been recorded, then comes the task of editing it so that it fits with your overall vision for the track. This could involve cutting sections out that don't fit with the song structure or adding effects such as distortion or chorus in order to give certain parts more character. Finally comes mixing, which is where all elements come together into one cohesive piece of music by balancing levels between different tracks using volume automation tools like faders and pans, while applying additional processing if needed through plugins like EQs or reverbs. Main idea number two. Sound engineering is an essential part of music production. It involves capturing, manipulating, and mixing sound to create a professional sounding track. To become proficient in sound engineering, it is important to understand the basics of the process. The first step in sound engineering is recording audio. This can be done with microphones or other devices such as keyboards and drum machines. Once recorded, the audio must then be manipulated using various techniques such as equalization, compression, and reverb to shape its tone and texture. Mixing is another key element of sound engineering. This involves combining multiple tracks into one cohesive mix that sounds balanced and pleasing to the ear. Mixing requires careful consideration of levels, panning, placement within stereo field, EQ settings, and effects processing. Finally, mastering completes the process by ensuring that all elements are properly balanced for playback on different systems such as radio or streaming services like Spotify or Apple Music. Mastering also adds loudness without sacrificing clarity or dynamic range. Main idea number three. Utilizing the right equipment is essential for creating a professional sounding track. Different types of equipment are available, and it is important to understand how each piece works in order to create the desired sound. For example, microphones come in various shapes and sizes, with different polar patterns that can be used to capture different sounds. Additionally, mixing consoles provide control over levels and effects such as EQs or compressors, which can help shape the overall sound. In addition to understanding what type of equipment is needed for a particular project, it is also important to know how best to use them. This includes setting up mics correctly so they capture the desired sound source accurately, using mixers effectively by balancing levels between instruments, and applying effects like compression or reverb appropriately. By utilizing the right equipment and knowing how best to use it, producers can create professional sounding tracks that stand out from others. With practice and experimentation, one can learn how each piece of gear works together in order to achieve their desired results. Main idea number four. Mixing is an essential part of the music production process. It involves combining multiple audio tracks into one cohesive track, and it requires a great deal of skill and knowledge to do properly. The basics of mixing include understanding how different frequencies interact with each other, as well as learning how to use equalization, EQ, and compression to shape the sound. Additionally, you must understand panning techniques in order to create a balanced mix that sounds good on all playback systems. When mixing, it's important to pay attention to detail and make sure that every element in your mix is audible and fits together nicely. This means paying close attention to levels, EQ settings, effects processing, panning positions, etc., so that everything works together harmoniously. You should also be aware of any potential problems such as phase cancellation or masking, which can occur when two similar frequencies are combined. Finally, it's important not only to know the technical aspects of mixing, but also have an ear for what sounds good musically. A great mix will bring out the best qualities in each instrument or vocal performance while still maintaining balance between them all. Main idea number five. Utilizing the right software is essential for creating a professional sounding track. Different types of software are available, each with its own unique capabilities and features that can be used to create the desired sound. It is important to understand how these different pieces of software work together in order to achieve the best results. For example, a digital audio workstation, DAW, is an essential piece of music production software that allows you to record, edit, mix, and master audio files. A DAW also provides tools such as virtual instruments and effects plugins, which can be used to shape your sound further. Additionally, there are many other types of specialized music production software such as synthesizers or samplers, which allow you to create sounds from scratch. It is important to take time researching and experimenting with different pieces of music production software in order to find out what works best for your particular project. With practice and dedication, it will become easier over time to utilize the right type of software for any given situation. Main idea number 6. Mastering is the process of preparing a track for release. It involves making adjustments to the overall sound of a track, such as equalization, compression, and limiting. The goal of mastering is to create a cohesive mix that sounds great on all playback systems. When mastering a track, it's important to understand how different elements interact with each other in order to achieve the desired result. For example, when adjusting EQ settings, you need to be aware of how this will affect other frequencies in your mix. Similarly, when using compression or limiting, you need to consider how these processes will affect dynamics and stereo imaging. It's also important to have an understanding of what type of sound you are trying to achieve before beginning the mastering process. This could involve listening back through reference tracks or having an idea about what kind of sonic characteristics you want your track to have. Finally, it's essential that you take time during the mastering process and listen critically throughout every step so that any necessary adjustments can be made until you are happy with the final product. Main idea number 7. Plugins are an essential part of creating a professional sounding track. They can be used to add effects, alter the sound of instruments, and even create entirely new sounds. It is important to understand the different types of plugins available and how to use them in order to achieve the desired sound. The most common type of plugin is a virtual instrument or VST, virtual studio technology. These plugins allow you to emulate real-world instruments such as guitars, drums, pianos, and more. By using these plugins, you can create realistic sounding tracks without having access to expensive hardware equipment. Another type of plugin is an effect processor, which allows you to manipulate audio signals in various ways. Effects processors come in many forms, including reverb units, delay units, equalizers, EQs, compressors, and limiters. Each one has its own unique set of parameters that can be adjusted for specific purposes. Finally, there are utility plugins which provide additional features such as metering tools or noise reduction algorithms. These utilities help make your production process easier by providing useful information about your mix or helping reduce unwanted background noise from recordings. By understanding what each type of plugin does and how it works within your production workflow, you will be able to craft better sounding mixes with greater ease. Utilizing the right plugins for each task will ensure that your music stands out from the crowd. Main idea number 8. Sound design is an essential part of music production. It involves the manipulation and creation of sound to create a desired effect or atmosphere. Sound designers use various techniques such as equalization, compression, reverb, delay, panning, and more to shape the sound they are working with. It is important for producers to understand the basics of sound design in order to create professional sounding tracks. This includes understanding how different frequencies interact with each other and how certain effects can be used to enhance a track's overall sonic quality. Producers should also have knowledge on how different instruments work together in order to achieve a cohesive mix. In addition, it is important for producers to understand basic recording techniques such as microphone placement and signal routing in order to capture high-quality audio recordings. Understanding these concepts will help producers get better results when creating their own sounds from scratch or manipulating existing ones. Main idea number 9. Utilizing the right techniques is essential for creating a professional sounding track. It is important to understand the different types of techniques available and how to use them in order to create the desired sound. For example, when recording vocals, it is important to consider microphone placement and type, as well as compression settings and EQ adjustments. When mixing a song, understanding panning, reverb levels, delay times, and other effects can help bring out certain elements of the track. When producing music with electronic instruments such as synthesizers or drum machines, it is important to understand synthesis principles like oscillators and filters in order to create unique sounds that fit into your mix. Additionally, knowing how automation works can be helpful for adding dynamic changes throughout a song. Finally, having an understanding of mastering concepts such as loudness normalization and stereo imaging will ensure that your tracks are ready for release on streaming services or radio play. Main idea number 10. Music theory is an essential part of creating professional sounding music. It involves understanding the structure and elements of music, such as scales, chords, intervals, rhythm, and harmony. Knowing how these components work together can help you create a track that sounds polished and well-crafted. The basics of music theory include learning about scales, chords, intervals, and other musical concepts. Scales are collections of notes arranged in ascending or descending order according to their pitch. Chords are combinations of three or more notes played simultaneously. Intervals refer to the distance between two notes on a scale or chord. Rhythm is also an important element in music theory. It refers to the timing and placement of beats within a piece of music. Understanding rhythm helps you create interesting patterns with your tracks that will keep listeners engaged. Harmony is another key concept in music theory, which involves combining different pitches into one sound by using chords or melodies. This allows for greater complexity when writing songs, as it creates layers upon layers of sound. By understanding the basics of music theory, you can take your production skills to the next level and create professional sounding tracks that stand out from others. P. Main idea number 11. Utilizing the right instruments is essential for creating a professional sounding track. Different types of instruments can be used to create different sounds, and it is important to understand how each instrument works in order to get the desired sound. For example, acoustic guitars are often used for folk music, while electric guitars are more suited for rock or metal genres. Synthesizers and drum machines can also be used to create unique electronic sounds. When selecting an instrument, consider its range of tones and timbres, as well as its ability to blend with other instruments in the mix. It's also important to think about how you will use effects such as reverb or delay on that particular instrument. Finally, make sure you have enough knowledge of the instrument so that you can play it confidently when recording. Main idea number 12. Audio editing is an essential part of music production. It involves manipulating audio files to create a desired sound or effect. Audio editors use various tools and techniques to achieve the desired result, such as equalization, compression, reverb, delay, panning, and more. Understanding the basics of audio editing can help you create professional sounding tracks. The first step in understanding audio editing is learning about the different types of audio files available. Common file formats include WAV, Waveform Audio File Format, AIFF, Audio Interchange File Format, and MP3, MPEG, One Layer 3. Each format has its own advantages and disadvantages depending on what type of project you are working on. Once you understand the different types of audio files available for your project, it's time to learn about basic digital signal processing techniques used in audio editing. These include equalization, EQ, compression, reverb/delay effects, and panning. EQ allows you to adjust frequencies within an audio track, while compression reduces dynamic range by reducing loud sounds while increasing quiet ones. Reverb/delay effects add depth and space to a track by creating echoes that simulate natural reverberation found in real-life environments like concert halls or churches. Panning refers to adjusting where a sound appears in relation to other sounds within a mix. This helps give each instrument its own unique place within the overall mix. Finally, mastering is another important aspect of music production that should not be overlooked when learning about basic audio editing principles. Mastering involves making adjustments across all elements within a mix so they work together harmoniously as one cohesive piece. Main idea number 13. Effects are an essential part of creating a professional sounding track. There are many different types of effects available, and it is important to understand how each one works in order to create the desired sound. Reverb, delay, chorus, flanger, and phaser are all common effects used in music production. Each effect has its own unique characteristics that can be used to shape the sound of a track. Reverb adds depth and space to a mix by simulating the natural reverberation found in real-world spaces such as concert halls or churches. Delay creates echoes which can be used for creative purposes such as adding texture or creating rhythmic patterns. Chorus thickens up sounds by adding multiple copies of them with slightly varied pitch and timing settings. Flanger produces sweeping frequency sweeps while phasers add movement by shifting frequencies around. It is important to use these effects correctly in order to achieve the desired results. For example, too much reverb can make a mix muddy while too much delay can cause it to become cluttered and unfocused. It is also important not to overuse any particular effect, instead try using several different ones together for more interesting results. Main idea number 14. Sound synthesis is a powerful tool for creating unique and interesting sounds. It involves manipulating the basic elements of sound, such as frequency, amplitude, and timbre. By combining these elements in different ways, you can create an infinite variety of sounds that are not possible with traditional instruments or recordings. The first step to understanding sound synthesis is to learn about the various types of synthesizers available. Synthesizers come in many shapes and sizes, from simple analog devices to complex digital systems. Each type has its own strengths and weaknesses when it comes to producing certain kinds of sounds. Once you have chosen a synthesizer that suits your needs, it's time to start exploring how each parameter affects the sound. This includes learning about oscillators, which generate tones, filters, which shape frequencies, envelopes, which control volume over time, and modulation sources, which add movement. Understanding how each component works together will help you craft more sophisticated sounds. Finally, once you have mastered the basics of sound synthesis, there are plenty of creative possibilities open to you. You can experiment with effects like reverb or delay, layer multiple tracks together, use automation techniques, or even design your own custom patches using software-based tools like Max/MSP or Reactor. Main idea number 15. Utilizing the right microphones is essential for creating a professional sounding track. Different types of microphones have different characteristics and can be used to achieve various sounds. For example, condenser mics are often used in recording studios because they provide a more detailed sound than dynamic mics. Ribbon mics are also popular due to their warm tone and ability to capture subtle nuances in sound. It is important to understand how each type of microphone works and how it can be used effectively in order to create the desired sound. When selecting a microphone, consider its frequency response, sensitivity, polar pattern, noise level, and other features that may affect the quality of your recordings. Additionally, make sure you use appropriate cables and connectors when connecting your mic to an audio interface or mixer so that you get optimal performance from your equipment. By understanding which type of microphone best suits your needs as well as proper setup techniques for achieving great results with any mic you choose, you will be able to produce high-quality tracks with ease. Main idea number 16. Acoustics is the study of sound and its properties. It is a complex field that covers many aspects, from how sound waves travel through different materials to how they interact with each other in an enclosed space. Understanding the basics of acoustics can help you create professional sounding tracks by allowing you to make informed decisions about your recording environment, microphone placement, and mixing techniques. When it comes to recording music, understanding basic acoustic principles can help you achieve better results. For example, knowing which type of room will produce the best sound for your project or what kind of microphone should be used for certain instruments are all important considerations when creating a track. In addition to helping you record better audio, understanding acoustics can also help you mix more effectively. Knowing how different frequencies interact with each other in an enclosed space allows you to adjust levels accordingly so that everything sounds balanced and clear. Finally, understanding basic acoustic principles can also help protect your hearing while working on music projects. By learning about frequency response curves and decibel levels, as well as proper monitoring techniques such as using headphones instead of speakers at high volumes, you can ensure that your ears stay safe while producing great sounding tracks. Main idea number 17. The right recording techniques are essential for creating a professional sounding track. It is important to understand the different types of recording techniques available and how to use them in order to create the desired sound. Recording techniques can be divided into two main categories: analog and digital. Analog recording involves capturing audio signals on magnetic tape, while digital recording captures audio signals as binary data that can be stored on a computer or other digital media. Analog recordings have been used since the 1950s, but they still remain popular today due to their warm sound quality and ability to capture subtle nuances in an instrument's performance. Digital recordings offer more flexibility when it comes to editing and mixing, as well as higher fidelity than analog recordings. However, some engineers prefer the warmth of analog recordings over digital ones. When selecting which type of recording technique is best suited for your project, consider factors such as budget constraints, time limitations, desired sound quality level, and any special effects you may want to add during post-production. Additionally, it is important to choose appropriate microphones for each instrument being recorded in order to ensure optimal results. Main idea number 18. The music production workflow begins with the selection of a song or composition. This is followed by the arrangement and recording of instruments, vocals, and other sounds. After this step is complete, mixing and mastering are done to create a finished track. During mixing, levels are adjusted for each instrument or vocal part in order to achieve balance between them. Mastering involves further processing such as equalization, EQ, compression, limiting, reverb/delay effects, etc., which help bring out the best in your mix. Once all these steps have been completed, it's time to export your track into an audio file format such as WAV or MP3 so that it can be shared with others. It's also important to consider how you will distribute your music, whether through streaming services like Spotify or Apple Music, physical media like CDs or vinyl records, digital downloads from sites like Bandcamp, etc. Finally, there may be additional tasks involved depending on what type of project you are working on. For example, if you are creating a video game soundtrack, then sound design elements may need to be added at some point during the process. Main idea number 19. The right music production tools are essential for creating a professional sounding track. It is important to understand the different types of music production tools available and how to use them in order to create the desired sound. There are many different types of software, hardware, and plugins that can be used in music production. Some popular examples include digital audio workstations, DAWs, synthesizers, samplers, drum machines, mixers, effects processors, sequencers, and more. When selecting the right tools for your project, it is important to consider what type of sound you want to achieve as well as what type of workflow will best suit your needs. For example, if you're looking for a vintage analog sound, then using an analog synth or drum machine may be better than using a digital one. Similarly, if you need quick results, then working with a DAW might be preferable over working with hardware. It is also important to research which specific products within each category offer the features that best fit your needs. Many companies have their own unique set of features, so it pays off to do some research before making any purchases or downloading any software. Finally, when utilizing these tools, it is important not only know how they work but also how they interact with each other in order to get the most out of them and create great sounding tracks. Main idea number 20. Music production business involves a variety of tasks, from creating the music itself to marketing and distributing it. It is important to understand the basics of music production in order to create a professional sounding track. This includes understanding how sound works, what equipment is needed for recording and mixing, as well as mastering techniques. It is also important to have an understanding of copyright law and licensing agreements when producing music. Knowing how royalties are paid out can help ensure that you get compensated fairly for your work. Additionally, having knowledge about digital distribution platforms such as iTunes or Spotify will help you reach more potential listeners. Finally, it's essential to have a good grasp on marketing strategies in order to promote your tracks effectively. Understanding social media platforms like Twitter and Facebook can be beneficial in getting your name out there and connecting with fans. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, Be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.